This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome from the Sitka High School basketball program, John De La Cruz, senior swingman, guard, three-man, whatever you want to call. And Coach Andy Lee is sitting in here, too. We won't be talking much to Coach Lee. We want to hear what the kids have to say mostly. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Well, you had a good weekend of basketball. Petersburg was in town, a conference games.
Yeah.
Tell me how you think the team looked this weekend.
We played well. It wasn't the same result as we got in Petersburg, but I think that's a result of the four-game series. You know, teams get to know each other a little better. Turns into more of a chess match, but we grinded it out in the end, and we got the win, and we swept them 4-0, so went good.
So you're done with Petersburg for the year? You've played them four times?
Most likely, unless they upset Edgecombe, and we see them at Regions.
Okay. What's the next game for you coming up?
ACS. It's kind of we're all pretty excited to play them to see where we stack up because they're supposed to be, you know, ranked number one in the state. We're going to see them at state, so we're just excited to see how we play against them.
And when does that happen, John?
Thursday at 7 o'clock
at the Sitka High School Gymnasium. Hopefully everybody will show up. John, I understand you're the only senior on the high school team. How does it feel to be the only senior? You know, it must give you some cred out there. What's going on?
It was weird. Last year I was the only, like, junior on the team, and then this year I'm the only senior. It's a lot different. But, you know, these guys, they're a great group of guys. I've been playing with them since, like, the seventh grade, you know, and I'm lucky to lead those guys. A great, great group of guys, yeah.
Do you feel like you have a lot of responsibilities as a result of being a senior, of being a leader? Do you feel that on your shoulders?
You know, at the beginning of the season, I did a lot, but now later in the season, I feel like other guys are stepping up and kind of taking some of that weight off my shoulders. So it's getting easier. A lot of guys are stepping up.
So how's the season been going for you personally? Are you healthy right now? Any injuries to speak of what's going on?
You know, through the Christmas period, I went through a lot of sickness. But right now, you know, I feel fine. I feel like everyone's kind of like we're peaking right now. We're all in pretty good shape. We're all healthy. We're all getting better. Yeah, we're good right now.
So what does it take to be on the Sitka High School basketball team as far as the time commitment for it? The season started when?
Season started, never really stopped, actually. There's a period where you get, like, 2 months off after basketball if you play baseball or track. But otherwise, you're really playing all year round.
Right. Organized practices start in early December when you can actually practice together on a team, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah. And you practice how many times a week when you're not playing?
We have open gyms. There's workouts. There's a lot of things you can do outside of the season, even just to practice.
So tell me, are you able to keep up with the books? Your grades okay, John?
Yeah.
All right. Good. It's always a challenge. I'm always amazed. I had sons go through sports and activity program at Sitka High School, too, and such a large commitment for you guys and, you know, to juggle the grades and stuff because there's lots of responsibilities on it. You find that challenging yourself, or are you on top of your class in the grades? And stuff?
Well, by this point, you know, after 4 years, I'm used to all the traveling. Like, I'm used to the routines, you know. And the teachers, they help you out. Like, they know that you're going to be traveling. They give you all the work ahead of time, so they really help you out. Yeah. And, yeah, it's good.
You understand that living in Southeast Alaska, you're one of the unique programs in the United States of having the way the travel that you have to go through. You'll find that out more if you go away to school and talk to other kids who are in sports programs in high school. How do you like the travel in Southeast Alaska?
Yeah, it's nice to actually travel. And so I'd prefer getting on a plane or a ferry than just getting on a bus for a couple of hours. So it's nice.
It's probably a good time to bond with your coaching staff and your other players on the team, right?
Yeah, and it's a good experience when you go to other towns. You get to house out and you get to meet other people. That's great, too.
So tell me about what you perceive as your role on the team, on the court itself. You know, once the game gets started, what is your responsibilities on the court, John?
You know, I just like to make sure everything's going the way it's supposed to do. Like, the offense, sometimes we get stagnant. I think that has to do with a lot of the guys. This might be their first year playing varsity. They might get a little anxious, and they just don't play the way they usually do. I try to calm everyone down and run the offense, try to D up. That's where I really try to hang my hat on defense, personally, for myself.
This is a good point to have Coach Lee chirp in on it. I'd like to hear your assessment of what the senior guard's responsibilities are on for the high school team.
Well, he started out as the bridge guy because he's always been the lone wolf, so to speak, in his class. And so as he came out of middle school, those guys had to learn, guys that he's playing with now had to learn to stand on their own in middle school. And then he was there to welcome them to high school and help them through that experience. And I can remember, you know, they were Brian Way and Kendrick Payton and the Inman boys and Oscar and the group were struggling as freshmen, and they all went to Yakutat to a varsity tournament, and John was basically the best player there. And he made that leap during that tournament to becoming a varsity player his sophomore year, and he's been a contributor ever since. And now last year he was a bridge guy again. He was the bridge between, you know, the young sophomores and a veteran 9-man senior group last year. And so he's there again to help them through this experience of becoming, he helped them, introduce them to high school. Now he's introducing them to varsity basketball. And so, you know, the two things I was concerned about, or most coaches are concerned about, I wasn't as concerned about, which was leadership and mental toughness. And he gives us both of those things.
Thanks, Coach. You know, I, as an observer and a fan, I watch John out there, and I see a guy with a lot of energy, a guy who's got an engine that runs pretty hard and pretty fast. High motor guy. And you got to like that about, mm-hmm. you know, taking him in out of the game, and each time he comes in and mm-hmm. with that high motor going.
Well, you know, he was a 6-man for a long time, and he gave us that boost coming off the bench. And now he makes sure that, you know, the bench is alive, and he's a key guy in the locker room and in the hallways at school. And you know, it's a real pleasure to walk down the hallway and have a teacher tell you how great one of your guys is. And so it's been it'll be a tough to see the 4-year run in. We're trying to get him a 5th and 6th year if we can.
You know, before we go back to John with a few questions here, Coach, why don't you give us a little insight in what's happening on Thursday? I know you have ACS team. And ACS, in my understanding, is it's a private school that essentially can recruit kids. And as a result, they pretty much have one of the top teams in the 3A programs throughout the state every year, which makes quite a challenge for mm-hmm. the public school system. Give us an insight into that.
They've been to the state championship, I believe, 4 years in a row. You know, they have their Anchorage-based school, which allows them the entire Anchorage school district to recruit from, and they've extended that somewhat. One of their best recruits this year is Jalen Terry, a first-team All-State player last year, 6'7", out of Seward, and so they've been able to expand that reach, and so it makes them very formidable because they're recruiting well-developed, mature players as opposed to having to develop eighth graders and freshmen. And so they reload every year because they're able to add for need. And so if you need a 6'7" guy, you go get a 6'7" guy.
The Kentucky of Alaska, maybe.
Yeah, that was actually what they were called by some of the coaches when we were in the hospitality room up at their tournament. They were, because lots of their guys are one and done, which is Kentucky-like.
Right. Well, John, you got to like that challenge, though. I mean, regardless of whether or not they're loading up every year, it must be fun to go out and play a team that's got some players on it, you know. Don't you think so?
Yeah, we're excited. We didn't get a chance to play them up at their tournament up in Anchorage when we went up there a couple weeks ago. And we know they're big shots. We know that they've been recruited from all over the state, but we just want our chance to take a shot at them this weekend.
Well, that's great. So you have some goals here? Remainder of the season, tell me about those.
We're going to try to sweep the conference and go 8-0 because we have 4 conference games against Mount Edgecombe left. Right now we're 4-0, and then we want to win regions and go to state, and then we'll see how we do from there.
Right. So you haven't played Edgecombe at all yet. When are those games scheduled?
Over the next 3 weeks, we'll play them 4 times.
4 times.
Yeah, roughly once every 4 or 5 days, beginning right on the 3rd, I believe.
I kind of always like it when the players pause about when the games are coming up, because to me that tells me that they're focused on what the next game is, and
right,
and they're not reading the schedule and making mm-hmm. plans for the future. And John, is that kind of how you take it? It's kind of the old one game at a time thing?
Yeah. Right. I'm focusing on ACS. Right,
that's great. What's have you guys watched any tape of ACS? Or
yeah, we saw them play a lot in person up north, and we watch tape now. And we kind of know. We have a good game plan.
Are you going to what kind of defense do you have planned for ACS?
I don't know if that's for me to say right now.
Well, he's got a name for it, so he can probably tell you the code name.
We're calling it the Delilah. That's all we're giving out right now. It's the Delilah.
I don't even know if I should ask where that reference is from. So
I believe it's from a movie.
Okay. All right, well, you got four conference games left, one ACS game, then it's on to the Southeast Tournament. Where's the tournament held this year, John?
Over the Bridge of Manitoba.
Well, that's exciting. Your senior year, you get to put on your show in front of the fans and girlfriends and whatever who want to come and watch you play. I'll surely be there. I really want to thank you for coming in, John. It's been a delight talking to you and you and your coach, and the best of luck to you this year. And
hopefully
everyone will come out and watch. It's Thursday night. Mm-hmm. This Thursday night at Sitka High School gym game starts at
7:15.
7:15. Come on down and support your Wolves.
And I would also say that, you know, ACS will go across the bridge and play the next night on Friday night against the Mount Edgecombe Braves, and folks should get out and support both local teams.
Thank you. That's and they'll probably be playing around the same time.
Absolutely.
At the Mount Edgecombe
7:15.
BJ McGillis gym there on Friday night. Well, thanks again, John and Coach. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until the next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities. Good day.